Okay, State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily after a day off, which is badly needed. Here, talking about the latest and what's going on in Kansas State Athletics here in Manhattan, Kansas, K-State University. I live here, of course, still here in Manhattan, Kansas, and after, as I said, a day off, boy, I was feeling bad. But I am trending in the right direction here. So, K-State fans, thank you enough for hanging in there, of course, with me. And let's just get this thing rolling. I'm going to be here for be talking to you guys for a few minutes here on this PPPD edition of the podcast. Of course, for those of you who are looking for more content, obviously, we have the latest weekly edition out right now. We will be getting together, me and my co-host Alex Aiden, tomorrow to record the next one. Boy, we have a lot more to talk about. And obviously, oh yeah, we'll talk about last night's game. More on that between the next daily and the weekly podcast. But we got to turn our attention to baseball here for a few minutes. And the same thing goes to Dylan Phillips. K-State junior outfielder Dylan Phillips was voted to the 2022 preseason All Big 12 team in a vote of the league's head coaches. This was announced earlier today by the Big 12 Conference Office. Phillips, who was a 2022 preseason All-American third team selection by Collegiate Baseball, which we did something on that a few weeks ago. It's been quite a while now since we did that. He hit .333, a slugging percentage of .422. With an on-base percentage of .643. He led K-State with 16 home runs, and 58 runs batted in last year. His home run total tied the single-season program mark set back in 97 by Scott Popard and Heath Sesher, and ranked second in the conference while doing that. The Omaha, Nebraska product ranks fourth in Wildcat history with his 31 career home runs, pending, of course, what he does this year with baseball around the corner, while he is seven away from breaking the all-time career mark of 37 set by Popard, which he played here at K-State 94 through 97 seasons. Phillips is the Big 12's active leader in career home runs. Phillips earned an all Big 12 second team honors a year ago. He started all 57 games last year in the outfield, first base, and at this DH. He recorded a team best 15 games with a multiple RBI two pair. With 31 multi-hit efforts, Phillips began the 2021 season by reaching base safely in 21 consecutive games and strung together a season-best 10-game hitting streak, which dated back to last March 7th through the 21st. And then more on Dylan Phillips. If you already not known already, Phillips made 8 appearances on the mound, including 3 starts, earning his first career victory against Missouri last April. Against the Tigers, he logged 2 scoreless frames while striking out 2 and allowing just 1 hit. He finished the year with 11 strikeouts over 7 innings while walking 5. Phillips is among 11 letter winners returning from last year's team that went to the semifinals in the Big 12 tourney last year, which includes key players like Nick Goodwin, Connor McCullough, and Terrence Berlin as well. And K-State will begin its season at Arlington, Texas, Globe Life Field, home of the Texas Rangers. That is really coming up very shortly in a few weeks, February 18th to the 20th. And then, of course, the home opener for the Cats here in Manhattan at Toyn Family Stadium will be against Nebraska March 8th as well. So if you needed more reminders on that, there you go. Yeah, so Dylan Phillips highlighting the Cats here, heading into what could be a tough early stretch of games, obviously down there in Arlington, Texas, with, I believe, if my memory is correct here, 2 SEC teams and a Big Ten team in there as well. But more preseason accolades for Dylan Phillips as baseball is around the corner for Pete Hughes' squad here as they get ready to go for their 2022 campaign as well. So with that, and obviously track, they're going to be getting going here as well. They're going to be making the trip to Lubbock here on this weekend for meet down in Texas Tech. So they're going to be making a trip down there for, I believe this is going to be their first conference meet down there of the year as well. So track getting themselves ready to go after a couple of good solid, what's the word I want to call it? Dang. Some short meets. Small meets. That's what I'm looking for. Small meets. They're going on Lubbock here. And more information on this as the meet gets closer, obviously. But there's that. Nigel Pack got awarded for his performance as well, obviously. I was going to do that before high-pitched fever came knocking on my door. So that is, there's that. As well. And oh, by the way, I'm recording this prior to K-State taking on the women's team anyways, taking on ninth-ranked Texas in Austin tonight. That's in another hour and a half away from that game. Of course, K-State, as last time I recorded a daily, sitting on top, a three-way tie for first place. Three-way tie right now between them, OU, and Iowa State right now. They can get Texas here tonight. They can try to keep pace. If not, they're going to be going, basically be tied with Texas for either second or third in the conference. So that's going to be a big swing of things here if K-State loses. But if K-State women's team, Jeff Mitty, can win and build off kind of what they did against Oklahoma 14th, which was 14th ranked last weekend, then you have a chance. But we'll see what happens there. Obviously, Ayoka Lee, we'll see how she does coming off of a win world performance, record-setting performance last weekend against Oklahoma with that 61 put down on the Sooners. Last weekend, we'll see how she fares against the ninth-ranked Texas team this evening. We'll see how that goes. So it'll be very intriguing to see what happens on that front. We'll kind of have reaction to that as well. So I'm getting back on the track here. So we'll see what happens with that as well. Again, more on the dreadful loss for the men's team at Baylor coming up very soon. The Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcasts. That's going to do it for right now. Eddie Greer, go Cats. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.